If you've got a drone and you're out flying it, the Ontario Provincial Police have some tips for you. For instance, did you know that even if you have a custom-built drone, if it's over a certain weight, it still needs to be registered? Following is a release from the East Algoma OPP with some times and reminders for drone owners. Blind River, the East Algoma Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, is reminding anyone operating a drone that it is your responsibility to operate safely and legally. Drones are aircraft, which makes you a pilot. When you fly your drone, you're sharing the skies with other drones and aircraft. Before you fly, understand the rules you must follow and review the safety tips. In Canada, you must follow the rules set out in the Canadian Aviation Regulations, respect the applicable criminal code-related sections, and all municipal, provincial, and territorial laws related to trespassing and privacy. Before flying a drone, make sure to understand the rules that apply and follow them. All drones between 250 grams, G, and 25 kilograms, kilogram, in weight must be registered. This includes custom-built drones and drones built from a kit or off the shelf. Drones under 250 grams do not need to be registered unless something is attached to it that increases its weight to 250 grams or more. Drones over 25 kilograms also do not need to be registered but require a special flight operation certificate instead. Is a license required? Only if the drone is between 250 grams and 25 kilograms, the operator must carry a valid drone pilot certificate and the drone must be registered. If you are flying a drone that is less than 250 grams, you do not need to register the drone or get a drone pilot certificate. Penalties. If you fly a drone without meeting these requirements, fines are $1,000 for recreational users, $5,000 for commercial users. Police are asking drone operators to respect the privacy of others and avoid flying over private property or taking photos or videos without permission. The OPP is committed to ensuring the safety and security of the communities it serves. To learn more, click here.